Wir gehen weiter heute Abend etwas.
So tonight we go on to see further.
Dass Gott eigentlich, und das müssen wir alle schätzen.
That
and
we all have to appreciate the fact
that
God has chosen us before the foundation of the world. God created such a wonderful man here. Just as what we see in page
3.
The purpose of God with the creation, this is Roman numeral 5, the creation of man for God's purpose. A, chosen before the foundation of the world. It's wonderful. God has planned everything in advance. Isn't that wonderful? Actually, we should see this. It's not an accident, but much more, God has been waiting. If he had already planned mankind before the foundation of the world, can you imagine that at this time, at this point in time when the Lord said, now the time has come, and much more today. We are not standing at this point at the creation, but the period of creation, but we're here in the church age. You know that the Lord's heart is excited. We are here. Don't you believe we're at the end of the church age on the chart? Close to the goal.
Und da müssen wir alle in dieser Zeit noch mehr.
So at this time we have to give ourselves even more.
Punkt B,
Point B, 5B, in God's image, after his likeness.
Das sollen wir auch nicht gering schätzen.
We should not neglect this point or look down on this point. We cannot rule.
Wenn dieses Ebenbild in uns,
if this image in us is not fully restored, we do not have the consciousness that through the fall of man, this image was fully destroyed. The Bible tells us that the unbelievers, they are what? They are sons of the devil. That's terrible. We are the sons of God. But the unbelievers, sometimes we don't think about it, but the Bible says they are the sons of the devil. This is quite shocking. But we don't realize this. Sometimes we think, oh my, God is so terrible that he'll be sending everybody into the lake of fire. Do you think that this is very awesome or terrible? Can you imagine that? Now, if the devil himself would be thrown into the lake of fire, what should one do with his children? We see things a little different today. We see it as God sees it. God sees it quite differently. We do not see a lot of things. So the Lord has to regain his image in us. Oftentimes we speak about transformation. And nobody really takes it seriously. Why should we still be transformed in the same image from glory to glory? Only a little bit of glory is still not sufficient, but it has to be from glory to glory. And be transformed in this way. Yes. Are you already satisfied with your church life here? Is the church in Stuttgart already glorious enough? Is the glory of the Lord increasing? Or is the glory of the Lord decreasing? Hopefully, you see, he is speaking the truth. I appreciate the truth. I have visited many churches and I've seen how the glory of the Lord, I cannot say that it has increased. And in some churches, I have to say that the glory of the Lord has diminished. This point has the Lord already shown us with the creation of man. It's in His image. This is very important. If we do not come back to this image, that means to say that if the Spirit of the Lord in us is not able to recover us like how He created man in the beginning, then how can we rule? I cannot reign if I look like the devil. How can I rule then? It's impossible. So in Romans 8, it is not just good enough to be justified. He has called us, He has justified us, and He also wants us to sanctify us naturally, but it's still not sufficient. But He wants to conform us to the image of the firstborn Son of God. Have you asked yourself oftentimes, how closely do I look like You, Lord? What do you think, Toby? Do you look like Him? We all have to say, not quite yet, but I hope more and more. But are we working towards this? It is not a small thing that God said, let us make man in our image. But unfortunately, through the fall, we see that humanity has become what? A brood of vipers. A brood of vipers. A brood of vipers. Generation of vipers. This is shocking. So I have to say that when the Pharisees and the priests came, they wanted to be baptized. Of course, John the Baptist should be happy that so many people have come to be baptized. Wouldn't you be happy about that? But John the Baptist was not happy at all. He says, who told you that you have to be baptized? You generation of vipers. I believe all the people that were there, that stood there, they would say, what? A brood of vipers? We do not see the entire situation. We do not have the eyes to see. We don't realize that. But if the Lord would open our eyes, then we have to see today that it is really shocking. And the Lord said the same thing. Don't think that it's only John the Baptist that said that and he made a mistake. But the Lord also confirmed that. So you, generation of vipers. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we have to tell the Lord, Lord, my flesh is hateful, terrible. And Paul said, we are not those who have confidence in our flesh. And Paul said that in me, it dwells a little bit of evil. Or nothing good, but he said, nothing good dwells in me. But he said that sin dwells in my flesh. So the Lord has to open our eyes. If we're still living in our flesh today, then we're not be qualified with to reign with the Lord when He comes back. So this image, of God's image, to be like Him, that is a prerequisite for the reigning. If we're still like the serpent, Lord Jesus, that is not so good. You know, none of us, or very few of us, would like to have a conference concerning Matthew 23. Would you like that? Let's have a conference over Matthew chapter 23. Would you like to do that? I believe no one would show up. And the hall would not be full, perhaps just the first row. We don't like to speak about it so much, but there is a chapter here. Do you think the high priests and the elders and the Pharisees and the scribes, do you think that they could rule? They could reign? No, they couldn't reign. Definitely not. So this point here, that we are created in His image, and this image is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He is the image of the invisible God. Yes. Paul's work, Paul's burden in his heart was that in our innermost being, that we would be conformed to the image of Christ until Christ forms in us. Until Christ be formed in us. When I discovered this verse at that time, and when I read this verse, it was so precious to me. Lord, you have to be formed in me. And the more we say that, and the more we pray that, you will notice. This is, Lord, I'm not so much like you. Really so, in our daily life, in our thoughts, in our heart, in our will, in many things, even in our attitude, also in the church. Some brothers are so hard. So harsh against the saints, so lawful, and so without mercy. Do you think the Lord is like that towards the saints? How merciful was the Lord towards you? Brother, how merciful was He? A little bit? He died for me. Yeah, I know that too. He also died for me. But after He died for you and you became a believer and you were saved, you were born again and you're in the church life and you're living every day, do you experience the fact that the Lord comes to you with a stick, with a cooking spoon, ready to spank you? I see some brothers, they are so hard and so harsh in the church. They are without mercy in the church. Now, is that the image of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew or in what we read in the Gospel of Luke or the Gospel of Mark? That He was merciless? Whoa, if you do something in the church. Is that Christ? Is that the image of Christ?
Ich glaube nicht.
I don't think so.
Ich möchte ihn noch mehr kennen.
I want to know Him more.
In
And I want to be more like him in his purity, in his righteousness, in his mercy, in his patience. How patient has the Lord been with you? Extremely. Are you sure? Definitely. How about you? How about with you also? Also. And with you, brother? I have to testify, the Lord has to be especially patient with me. How patient was the Lord with Paul? Tell me. So if you had seen Paul in those days, what would you have done with Paul? If Paul came to the church, you would have thrown him out without mercy. There's no forgiveness, no patience. You know, the Lord is so righteous. The Lord was so pure, so perfect, so perfect. And you and I, we're so imperfect. Are you perfect? Are you so as righteous as the Lord? And you never made a mistake? And in your heart, you never criticized the saints? Yes. You never made a mistake? No sin, you never committed any sin. But then someone in the church did something wrong in the church, and you came with your stick. If the Lord would have dealt with us in this way, then there will be no one left in the church, not even you. And not me either. Are we like him? Did the Lord not forgive all your sins? Yes? Can you forgive others? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In all these years, our brother has changed a lot. Really so. I hope that we both, that as the years go by, we would be more and more like the Lord. Really so. I have to testify. The Günther that I knew years ago was quite different than the Günther today. Hopefully, me too. The Lord knows. That is right. The Lord knows. The Lord knows. But I hope that also the saints in the church would see our change. It has to be visible. It has to be visible. Right? And I hope that my wife could also say to me, you have changed. And I also hope that my children can say, my father has changed.
Yeah.
We all have to be transformed into the image of the invisible God. But the invisible God did become visible through our Lord Jesus Christ. And there are four Gospels, not just one. So the Lord has so many aspects. There are many facets of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I like to know the Lord as He is. If you have such a goal to be conformed to Him and to be transformed, would you do things as if you do not know him? What would you like to know when you read the four Gospels? The miracles the Lord did? The teachings? Different teachings? What would you like to see in the four Gospels? We'd like to know the Lord. See him. How he handled things. How he lived. In John chapter 8, this woman that was caught in his deed. What did the Lord do? Did the Lord stone him? If it were you, you would have been the first one to pick up the stone. And perhaps me too, and you too, and we all. How often have we picked up stones, and how many people have we already stoned? I have to repent. And I hope we would no longer stone anyone in the church. Don't do that. That doesn't mean that we allow all things in the church. But we need to deal with mistakes like the same way the Lord dealt with them. Did the Lord throw Peter out? If it had been us, and some young people were like Peter, and made so many mistakes, what do you think we would have done? Perhaps not throw him out, but he should sit in the last row. Oh, please.
So kannst du auch nicht dienen.
So, you cannot serve here, you can serve in this, and you're not qualified, and not this and not that, and the poor brother can only sit there in the church and do nothing. Are we not like that? Lord Jesus, we need transformation in his image. Oh, Lord. Lord, we want to regain your image. We were created in your image. Unfortunately, we were fallen, but today, through regeneration and through the Spirit that indwells us, you would like to regain your glorious image. Isn't that wonderful, brother?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I thank the Lord that he has created us in such a way that we can all rule. Really so. I'd like to give the young people as many opportunities as possible for them to grow. How many opportunities did the Lord give you? Once, 10 times, 100 times? Countless times. If the Lord had not given me the opportunity, do you think I would still be in the church today? I would have been gone a long time ago. Praise the Lord. We have to be like the Lord. The more we experience him as he is, how he is. And Paul said, with unveiled faces, we have so many concepts and so many our own righteousness. Are you more righteous than the Lord? No. Are you sure?
You're right.
You are right.
None of us are.
Did the Lord cast you out?
No. Praise the Lord.
You're still there.
And I'm still here.
And I'm still here.
How wonderful.
How wonderful.
It's because
Amen.
We have a merciful God.
It's because we have a merciful God.
Do you like to be like the Lord?
Do you like to be like the Lord? Amen.
How? Blessed are the merciful.
Blessed are the merciful.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I've seen so many brothers.
I've seen so many brothers who are not very merciful.
I'm glad I have a niece.
I'm glad
Mercy.
I have a niece whose name is Mercy.
That's a very good name.
That's a very good name. I love that name.
Because I enjoy the mercy,
The mercy of the Lord so much. I need His mercy, don't you?
Mercy, do you?
Mercy, do you? Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not a sister.
Otherwise, I love that name. I'll change my name to Mercy.
Oh, how often?
How often do we have to say from our heart, have mercy on me? We appreciate the mercy of the Lord so much. If it's not because He's merciful to us, we won't be in the church today. Praise the Lord. To be like Him. My, in many, many aspects. Not just in one aspect, but in many aspects. Praise the Lord. The Lord still has much to do with us all. We want to reign with Him. But on the other hand, we have to say, Lord, gain Your image in me. You know, brothers and sisters, I know here and there we have many problems, many difficulties, but use and utilize these difficulties to gain the Lord. All problems are there in order that we would use the opportunity to allow the Lord to work His characteristics in us. If a brother has sinned against you, how would you react? With your German righteousness? 40 years ago, perhaps, I would have expected, Toby, you have to apologize to me. Otherwise, there's no forgiveness. But thank God, it was 50 years ago. And after 50 years, it doesn't matter to me what you do to me. I don't expect any apology from you or from anybody. You know the story of the lost son, the prodigal son, or much more is the story of the beloved father. When the prodigal son returned on his way, he almost broke his head, thinking, how can I apologize to my father? He thought this and thought that, and he thought so much. So many possibilities. Because he thought that the father would not receive him. If I were the father, perhaps I would not have received him. I don't know. But after he saw the Father, he did not even have the opportunity to apologize. Now, if we become more and more like Him,
hallelujah,
then His heart would become our heart. Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. And Paul also said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful mind. What a wonderful mind. It's so beautiful. This, we all have to appreciate this mind. That is the God's image. Namely, Jesus Christ. That was his life. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord. So we have to appreciate the fact that man was created in God's image. And naturally, there are many aspects that we can speak of. But you know, we have to make an entire outline just concerning this point. But this is not what it's all about this time. But this is all in relationship to the kingdom of God. The goal is the kingdom. The goal is not that you are that you would become a wonderful brother, that you would become a nice brother in the church. That's not the goal. The goal is that we would all be qualified to reign with Christ in his kingdom. Do you think that Satan would be afraid of you and me if we would live in our flesh? Do you think you can cast out the demons if you're in the flesh and I look just like him? Perhaps he would say to you, oh dear, I mean, hey, we are just comrades. Then we cannot reign. It's for the kingdom. Why do we want to be like him? Why do we want to be transformed in the same image? Why does the Lord have to regain this in us? It's for the kingdom, so that it would reign. Otherwise, we will not be qualified to reign. It would be impossible. If we're not like him and we would reign, then it would really be tohu bohu. In the end, what would the church life be like? So lawful? Or so loose? And each one can do as he pleases? We always go to the extreme. Either we are so lawful, it has to be such and such and such and such. And who is to determine that? Are you the Pope in the church? Or do we go to the other extreme and said everything is allowed in the church? Was that the Lord? No. Our Lord is not like that. Unfortunately, we are like that, or we're still like that. Please change, brothers and sisters. Let us take the Lord. Right? It is not just an outward practice. Oh, I like to be like that. No. But it's the Lord in us. Like Paul said, for me to live is Christ. But if you do not live Christ, you cannot be like him. It's not to try to be like him. Many people have tried, and in the end, they became so lawful, so strict, and they want to be righteous, and in the end, it's their own righteousness. Or some brothers have such an authority in the church. If someone has the authority, then it is the Lord. But when he came to this earth, he came as a slave. It's not as one who was full of authority, although he did have the authority.
Aber wir,
but we, oh my goodness.
So, liebe Geschwister,
so dear brothers and sisters, it's not a matter that we exercise the authority, but that you would live Christ. And if you live Christ, then you would do what he does. Paul said, it's not I, but Christ in me. It's not the exercise of authority, but the Christ that lives in you. And that is the image which is so important for the kingdom of God. That is why God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Be like us, so that they would have dominion. What a wonderful way. It's not so simple to have dominion.
Oh,
Lord Jesus.
Oh,
Lord, what should we do? And then we're created with a spirit, soul, and body. It's so wonderful. And Paul said, all these three parts, beginning with the spirit, to the soul, and from the body, it has to be sanctified wholly. Not just in spirit. I've seen in the last few years that, oh, I exercise my spirit. And how about the soul? Okay, I exercise my spirit and I want to be transformed in my soul. And then I would ask you, then what's with your body? It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. To give yourself, offer yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to the Lord. The Lord not only needs your spirit in the church, but also your transformed soul, as well as your body that has been made alive. All these three parts are necessary. Don't say, oh, that is impossible. Lord, I can't do it. I wait till you come, and then in a twinkling of the eye, then I get a new body. Yes, that will happen. But meanwhile, what would you do? Romans 8 says, the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he will also make alive our mortal bodies. Oh yes, praise the Lord. Otherwise, I won't be here today if my body would not cooperate. So praise the Lord. Don't think that your body is useless. No, no.
The Herr muss unser ganzes Sein wirken.
The Lord has to work in our entire being. Praise the Lord. Spirit, soul, and body. Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful. It's so that we can reign together with Christ, with the Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord. And to have dominion for God's kingdom. And the first point, sub-point, is to subdue God's enemies. Not only to preach the gospel. You know, the enemy has no fear of that. Go ahead and preach. And also to rule over God's creation. Praise the Lord. Today, everything is so rebellious, even the mosquitoes. Yes, sometimes I've asked God, Lord, why did you create the mosquitoes?
Gott wird vielleicht zu mir sagen,
perhaps God would say to me, I did not create them so rebellious, but it's because you, mankind is so fallen, that's why they're just as rebellious as you are. Why are they rebellious? Because you are rebellious. Then I have to say, Amen. Amen. Then I cannot complain anymore when the mosquitoes come, although I don't like them, man, I'll puck, kill them. But we say they are rebellious. But you know, they are rebellious because we, the head of creation, we became rebellious. Then they all became rebellious. Oh Lord. But the time would come that when we would be able to rule over the entire creation of God. You know, it's actually not something like a dream. Look at Daniel. He was thrown into what? Into the lion's den. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The lions were very obedient. They were very nice there. So one day, that's how it's going to be. You won't just have a nice dog, and you would also have a nice lion as your pet. You don't believe that. In the millennial kingdom, Isaiah says, the lion would be lying by the sheep, but not today. Otherwise, the lion would just swallow up the lamb and transfer the lamb into his stomach. You know, brothers and sisters, a man should reign over all that God has created. Amen.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Es ist so wunderbar,
it is so wonderful
dass wir solch eine herrliche Zukunft
haben. That we have such a glorious future. The hope of glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Deshalb sagte Peter,
that's why Paul said, Christ in us is a hope of glory. Now, the enemy would cause us to fall. And we see, Satan lost no time. Immediately he came in. We all are too slow. Yes, if we do something in the church, yes. And again, yes. And for every yes, it takes a month. And if you say yes 4 times, it's 4 months. But the enemy wasted no time. We are very slow. You know, I don't know why. In Germany, as a young man, I learned the way the Germans are, zack, zack, very quick, right? Zack, zack. Everything is zack, zack. That's what I learned in Germany, zack, zack. Or not. Oh, it's a little slower, more comfortable in Switzerland. Luckily, I didn't go to Switzerland, but I came to Germany. And everything is zack, zack. But you know, here in the church, there's no zack, zack. I don't know why. We need to find a new expression, not zack, zack. But what kind of expression should I say? Slowly, slowly, slowly but surely. Slowly but surely. Wait. Don't wait so long.
Wenn ich nicht weiß, vielleicht weiß ich.
If I don't know, perhaps you do. You know.
Warum muss der Herr alle Zeit zu mir reden?
Why would the Lord always have to speak to me and not through you?
Wenn ich nicht weiß,
vielleicht if I don't know, Thomas, perhaps Thomas would know.
Dann muss ich Amen sagen zu
then
Thomas.
I have to say Amen Halleluja. To Thomas. Hallelujah. Then that's tzak tzak.
Wenn ich meine,
but if I think, oh, the Lord has to speak to me. You know, the Lord, do you think the Lord also has to speak to me? When I was very young, when I was much younger, I read some books of Watchman Nee, not just a a letter that he wrote to the churches. And in this letter, he said, learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and that through the saints. The Lord does not only speak directly to you, but he also speaks through the body, through the members of the body. And if I don't have an ear, and I think, oh, I am the apostle, and something happens, then the Lord has to speak to me first, then it's no longer a tuk-tuk.
Then it's tuk-tuk.
Then it's tuk-tuk. There'll be a whipping. Oh, Lord Jesus. I like to have ears to hear what the Lord says. And if possible, through all the saints. And possibly through you. Why would the Lord always have to speak through me? Who am I?
You mean to say in Ghana,
where you came from, God would only speak through you and not through the other saints. And you know, sometimes and many times, God would purposely through many saints so that you would not think that you are very special. Otherwise you think, I'm super. I'm a super leading one. Thomas, are you such a one? Hopefully not. Does the Lord always have to speak to me, through me?
No. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Also, I should say no.
Also, I should say no. I should also say no.
Und ich möchte lernen,
and I'd like to learn to say Amen. Many brothers can testify in many churches. I say Amen. Do it. You know why? Because I trust in Him. God's blessing does not depend on my view. Even sometimes we have made mistakes. And God can still use all the and turn all the mistakes to a blessing. Don't you believe that? Do you think that when Adam and Eve were deceived by the serpent and took something of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, was that a mistake? Yes. Even the young sister agreed. You're right. It was a big mistake. Did God intervene? And right away he came with a stick and tell the serpent to get lost. You know, the stick is very good for the snake, to get rid of the snake. You have to say, get lost, snake, or serpent. I would have done that. Wouldn't you have done that?
Me too.
Me too.
I will definitely do that.
I would definitely do that.
40 years ago.
At least 40 years ago, I would do that.
But if you ask me today,
I won't do that anymore.
You know why?
You know why?
Because
before the foundation of the world, before the angels fell, God had already foreknew that it would happen. And what did God do? First to kill the Satan, the serpent. It is written, before the foundation of the world, God has already prepared the Lamb. What do you think is a better solution? To kill the serpent immediately? Or to prepare the Lamb before the foundation of the world? And Peter said, and by the laying of the foundation of the world, he was already slain. Now tell me this evening,
My dear brother,
I love this brother.
What is the better solution?
What is a better solution?
If you don't trust God, then killing that serpent
is the best solution. Don't you think so?
What do you think?
What do you think?
Let's have a vote tonight.
Let's have a vote tonight.
Should
we have a vote tonight? Who is for killing the serpent first? Really? Why do you not always take his way? Sorry. You know, I don't want to create any problems for you. But it's like this. If we think God's way is always the best way, then you always have to take his way. Okay, he said. But we're not like that. We always want to try our own way first. And then in the end, when it doesn't work anymore, then we say, okay, I'll try your way. We must trust this wonderful living God. Early on, it was just a teaching for me. Oh yes, before the creation, before the foundation of the world, God had already had the Lamb slain. What does that mean? It means that our God is such a living God. What did he not know? And his solution is the best solution, so that today we would not only be saved and born again, but that we would appreciate such a love of the Lord. And because Satan caused us to fall, the Lord can restore us once again, and in the end we would destroy him. What a glory! We must see the way of the Lord. Tonight it's 9 o'clock again. So go home and consider God's way. His way is the best way. God is not afraid of mistakes. Before the mistake was done, he already had a solution. But it's not according to your solution of what the solution should be. We are always afraid of a mistake. But God is not afraid of mistakes. Before you made the mistake, he already has prepared a solution before the foundation of the world. Earlier on, if something happened, then I'll be so stirred up. Oh, brothers, what should we do? What? But today, I enjoy the verse in Psalm 127, that so he giveth his beloved sleep. It's so wonderful. So I wish you all a good night's sleep tonight. Consider that. Think of it. Oh, we make the fall of man so terrible. But for God, it wasn't so. But you know, after the fall, God came into the garden. And he said, Adam, where are you? What did you do? Did he do that? Oh, I believe some brothers would have done. I would also have done that 40 years ago. You know what God said, Adam? Eve? Adam? Where are you? Praise the Lord. We learn from him. Trust him. And tell him, and tell this wonderful Lord, Lord, I want to be like you. Don't we have a hymn that says, oh, to be like him? Should we pray, sing that song, not just sing it? Okay? What number is that? I believe if we sing it tonight, we will sing it with a totally different attitude. We sing a new song tonight. Praise the Lord. 307. Amen. 307. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, blessed Redeemer. Praise the Lord.